see. Well, sure, we'll have boys like that, you know.
Yeah.
If they want to play, but it's just, they haven't come to that point yet, see. And what I learned when the first Coronado monument was opened, and a lot of some of the stuff that, well, mostly it comes from the Zunis, because Zunis and the Hopis are long, long time with the whites already, see, mingle with the whites in their ceremonies, see.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally they got all those things
confused.
Put up, yeah.
Yeah.
And what the custodian told me was that three times already the Zunis have come and visited that place. And they had a boy with them that took the pictures.
Mm.
Yeah, the setting of those things.
That's
somebody, some Zuni, reset them and they were set in order. And
yeah.
That's what they wanted, see, how it was set, you know.
Yeah.
The altar part, you know.
Yeah.
So that was done. He took, and I think three times they came back and took some more and more, and some of the other things that they had in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that goes to show that they were really interested in still preserving and handing it down to the new generation as they come, see.
Mm-hmm.
Then he wanted to get rid of it right away, see. And then, sure, using a tape recorder is a lot easier than sending verbal to another person, see.
Sure.
You can for sure forget.
Sure, and he can not understand when
yeah.
he hears.
Mm-hmm.
And this way, boy, it's accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, my father, when he was a young boy, he did a lot of traveling to Hopi. He likes Hopi country better than the Zuni. Yeah. And he says every time there's a Kachina dance, there'd be a lot of white people there. Yeah. And the Kachina bring presents to this white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Already a long time ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Come on. Let's live hand in hand. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course, this the old story goes way back to where the Indians and the non-Indians met for the first time. They were trying things out against one another, testing each other. Well, the white men work hand in hand with the Indians. They were more polite. They were more gamely, see.
Mm-hmm.
But the Spanish, sometimes he jeer at something that they want to test it out, see. And he talked a lot and he made fun of things, you know. So he said that, so the Indians told him, all right, you get out, you stay way over there. Till everything is over, yeah. And from there on, that's why they don't allow the Indians to come in, yeah.
Hmm. Where was this now, at Hopi?
Yeah, well, but the Hopi is carrying that tradition, see?
Yeah.
But in our story, that goes, you know.
Yeah.
I just happen to remember that I heard it that way. Maybe somewhere, I think Doug Travis got that story in there. Yeah.
Well, what group of white people were these?
I don't know, but they were white people, yeah.
And they started making fun of the ceremony
no,
or the dance?
No, it's not the white people, it was
the
Spanish. Yeah, they were the ones.
I see.
That's why now, they still, the Zunis still carry on, still remember that, see?
Yeah.
So does this, what is called Hopis. They don't allow Spanish to come in.
Yeah.
But the whites, yes. Yeah.
I see. Yeah, I knew the Zunis didn't allow the Spanish to go to the Chalico.
That's right, yeah. They don't allow. And you can't talk Spanish over there, they say.
Mm.
But how can you converse when you can't talk Zulu?
That's right. They don't speak English.
Yeah.
I'll bet none of them speak Carison.
But these others, they don't think about this thing. So they're keeping everybody out yet. See.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't think that anybody knows all these old stories, you know. It goes way back. That's the beginning of the Pueblo life, see,
mm-hmm.
when those things take place. Where? Nobody knows. I just started from the White House, see, because that seemed to be the popular place where things began to really come out, you know.
Yeah.
The government was really formed right there, see. Beyond that time, of course, yeah, there was government, but was handled by the caciques,
mm-hmm.
who were the long-termers, you know,
mm-hmm.
life. Probably they were good, see. But after they got old and began to feel the burden on them, see. That's why they changed. So they had this war chief, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, war chief can be nominated by the cacique and put before the people if they approve or disapprove, argument will settle. See?
Yeah.
So that's how it is now. We still carry that.
What exactly, or can you tell me, does the war chief do?
Oh, he's before the governor, see, he's more like a governor, see.
Mm-hmm.
He take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everyday life of the people and the law and order,
mm-hmm.
welfare of the people, all everything connected with the outside life, see,
yeah.
and also ceremonial life, see. Yeah. He's the one, if he doesn't rain for some time, well, he worries about it and then he asks for ceremony, see. If the other societies don't do it on their own, see?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's carrying all that. That's why he has got eight aides, see, in the past. Get off him. And then when the livestock were introduced by the Spanish, they knew what help those animals would be, see, for meat and for burden, plowing, riding, see,
mm-hmm.
on horses, that is, burros, mules. Then when they began to increase, you see, they know the value of grazing. So the war chief had that another job again, right there.
No.
But when the Spanish brought in the governor, this was never transferred to the governor. This agrarian conservation, see, never was. Other things, yes, they didn't quite transfer everything to it. Law and order, yeah, completely, yeah, because it has to deal with both sides, see. So why not take the whole every bit of it.
Yeah.
But the cleaning up of the Pueblo, the war chief would ask the governor to help him get the people to...
To clean the Pueblo?
To clean the Pueblo.
Is
and also ditch work, see.
Yeah. Now this is done in the spring.
This is done in the spring, yeah. Then we have ditch riders who are separate, see, from
yeah.
all other officers.
Yeah.
And they ask the governor's help and the rest of the officials too,
mm-hmm.
to all help to clean, get the people to come and clean the ditch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody's always willing. Nobody ever said nothing. Whether they want a peace or not. Because they see this, they feel this way. Maybe as he grows, maybe he decides he wants to be a farmer or a gardener, see. Then if he asks for a piece of ground to do that, well, they'll give it to him. And he'll have the right of the water, see.
Yeah.
With no trouble, with no discussion and all that, you know. You know, he's earned that, see, because he's helping.
Yeah. What, when they clean the village, not the irrigation ditch, they just actually like police the whole area and pick up trash and straighten things up and paint and fix.
Yeah. Now that when we're getting to increase a lot more than used to, they divide up the people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes both the women and the men come out and do the cleaning. Yeah, and in the past, of course, they asked a few of the that got wagons to come along behind, and they load it with the trash and take it off somewhere in the arroyo, see. Went back and, yeah. Now we have trucks and they do the same.
Yeah.
And some of them, they offer it themselves, you know. Yeah. My grandson, he's always that way.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa, you go take the truck someplace? Or you gonna help haul the trash away? I know what he wants to do. You go and do it. So.
Well, the war chief is in charge of this and all of his officials help.
Yeah.
And then they divide the village up into sections.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many sections would they divide it up?
Oh, there'll be about, if they do that, maybe they divide it in two or three or four directions, you know.
Yeah.
West side, north side, south side, you know. And it's quicker that way, they clean it up quicker, see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the people who live in those four sections would be the ones that clean that area?
No, just...
They're just assigned
a certain
area.
Just assigned,
yeah. So. Is there any way that they're assigned? Or is it
no, they gather when ready to start off the work, you know.
Yeah.
And then they tend to take a look at the people and they say, down this prepare you guys go on report or the other side. And they send a man there, see, one of the officers, to take charge. And this group, just like cutting a piece of like that, you know, and this way, and you go over on that side, and you take charge of it. And if some more are coming behind, well, they send wherever they think, where they think they can work there.
Now somebody's in charge of each group.
Yeah.
And logically, he should be from that area of the village.
No. It's all
All mixed,
because it's a whole community, see.
Right. Well, what if somebody has something that looks like junk or something that they want to save?
Well, they say so, yeah.
They say so.
Oh, yeah.
Before it's clean.
Before all the way. And they ask, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they ask the person. And if he's way over on the other side, they send somebody over there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask him, see if he wants to throw this old plow away.
Mm-hmm.
Or something there, and if he said no, leave it there, and they pick it up for him and put it on the wall or the corral, wherever that is. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A new duty for the war chief. Yeah. We didn't know about that before. Dr. Ellis never mentioned that.
No.
Did she know that? I bet she doesn't.
I don't know whether. I think we discussed that one time.
Yeah.